Your agency needs to be more efficient, needs to save money. Bill Solis is the Director of Defense Capabilities and Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. A study from the GAO called Improving Joint Oversight Reporting on Pre-Positioning Programs May Increase Efficiencies. And increasing efficiencies is one way to get yourself to more cost savings. Bill Solis joining me now to talk about this study. Thank you for being on the program today, Bill.
Francis, thanks for having me on the program.
Tell me exactly what you looked at here when at DOD.
Well, let me give you a little background real quick. Pre-position programs in the Department of Defense are equipment that we have, for example, that we had in the Middle East or have now in the Middle East or locations around the world that in case of a conflict, for example, our military can fall in on that equipment immediately or pretty quickly so that they don't have to ship it or fly it into a conflict area. For example, when we went into Iraq, we used a lot of that equipment, the Army, in its land-based sets and used that equipment, tanks, Bradleys, that kind of equipment, and then fell on that equipment and then went into Iraq with that. We also, the Marines also have ships afloat throughout the world that they can pull that equipment on in case of a particular conflict. And the Air Force and the Navy also have some of these kinds of things, but to a lesser extent. And what we looked at is to the extent, and let me also add that the services are also going to probably be, and in fact they have been, reconstituting this equipment, meaning they're repairing, they're buying new equipment in some cases, making some modifications to some of the equipment. And what we wanted to look at was to the extent that there was any kind of strategic wide guidance out there in terms of, the employment or the use of this, pre-positioned equipment, not only for the here and now, but for the future, that would help guide the services in terms of what that equipment would look like, not only for current operations, but also for the future.
As I read this report, it occurred to me that although when you think about specifically pre-positioned equipment, that's maybe peculiar to DOD, it strikes me that if you use the analogy that here the various branches of the military are laying groundwork for operations they might have to undertake in the future, there are lessons there in that context that every agency can learn from, I think.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I mean, one of the things, as I mentioned, we wanted to see what kind of guidance was out there that would help the services look at, you know, do we want to reset the equipment to where we were, or do we need to think about what we need to do in the future? And that's where we looked at what kind of strategic guidance was out there in the department that would help guide the services. And then also from that, could they then begin to look at efficiencies after they had that guidance, implemented. And, you know, this would lay out how you would employ this equipment, what kind of priorities, are you going to use this not only for combat operations, are you going to use it for humanitarian assistance, those kinds of things. And then the services, and any company could then develop where they want to be in terms of their equipment buys, equipment acquisition, those kinds of things. And then they could look for even further efficiencies to say, okay, do the Marines need their own sets? Does the Army need its own sets? And how we would try to integrate those sets together? And then also, do we need everybody have their own supply system? And so I think there are ways that you can look at this and say this can apply not only to DOD but other federal agencies.
Yeah. Talk about what you found as far as strategic thinking goes, because I think one of the frustrations that people have, no matter if it's a GAO, if it's an IG, if it's a congressional overseer, is that a lot of times agencies are thinking statically rather than dynamically. That is, when a particular situation is concluded, people automatically just revert back to what they were doing instead of what you were talking about, which is thinking strategically. Is that what we really want to do, or do we want to try to think ahead and anticipate when we set up our structure for the future?
Right. Well, that's where we went in. We didn't find a robust amount of guidance for the services to react to. And right now, each of the services, and I think the Department of Defense as a whole, are looking at, you know, making changes to its pre-positioned equipment programs. But again, unless you have that overarching department-wide guidance, which actually we've sort of called for many years, that you could have the services going their own way, buying equipment, which may or may not fit into an overarching strategy, and then not be able to fit into how they're going to do their future operations. And so you could be spending a lot of money unnecessarily for things that you really don't need for the future. And so I think what we're advocating and what we recommended is that there needs to be some high-level strategic guidance so that the services, in this case, can then, you know, build its preposition sets to how they're going to operate, not only for the here and now, but for the future.
Is thinking that way, or maybe even thinking to think that way in the first place, a policy matter? Is it just a matter of following a recommendation, or is there a cultural element, do you think, that may make it as difficult as it seems to be?
Well, actually, there was a requirement for DOD's Office of Policy to have this done. But when we went back and looked at the actual policy, there wasn't a whole lot in there. And so in this case, I think culturally there may not be as big of a problem, at least at the OSD or the department-wide level. Where you could run into some resistance is when you start asking the services, okay, do you need to rebuild to where you were before, and do each one of the services need to have their own set of equipment? And that's where you could potentially run into some of the cultural resistance that you're talking about. But what we saw, there is something out there already that says there needs to be this guidance out there. And we understand that they're working on this now. It's supposed to be effective sometime this summer. It may even come out from the Joint Chiefs of Staff, actually, too. But we are confident that at the highest levels there's going to be no argument with it. In fact, they concur with our rec. It'll be interesting to see how the services then implement this guidance.
Bill, thanks for talking about this report, but more importantly, thanks for showing us how it can be connected to similar situations at other agencies. I appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
We have the report linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. The author of it, Bill Solis, is the Director of Defense Capabilities and Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office, and you can hear my conversation with him anytime you want at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.